the Three Gems, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is Arlana Coleman with a Joy event planning. We got the Wyandotte County Back to School Fair happening this Saturday. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm glad to have you on the phone. So tell us about what's going to happen at the Back to School Fair.
Well, this is our 22nd Wyandotte County Back to School Fair that's going to be taking place tomorrow, August the 7th. We'll begin at 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the fair this year is going to be a drive-through event. It's going to be located at the Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools Central Office, which is located at 2010 North 59th Street in Kansas City, Kansas.
All right. And tell us about some of the things that will be happening here at the Back to School Fair. I understand we'll be getting school supplies out to those kids who need them.
That's correct. This is an annual affair, but due to the concern of COVID and the Delta variant that's kind of raging in our community right now, we're having to not do our health screenings and the exhibitor displays that we would normally have at the fair. Mm-hmm. So as I said earlier, it's going to be a drive-through event. This year, we're going to be sharing resources with families in an online environment. So each backpack that the students receive will have a flyer with a QR code that will take them to a website that they can find out all about resources that are available to help them and their families. Or they can go directly to the website by typing in backtoschoolresources.wordpress.com, and they can get information about those resources that are available in the community to help them. In addition to getting the backpacks with a school starter kit of supplies for each student, and those supplies are age appropriate, each family will receive a hygiene kit. And in the hygiene kit, there will be items like a comb, brush, toothpaste, toothbrush, soap, lotion, and shampoo, and those types of items that will be included for each family. Also, the first 1,000 students that come through will receive a book in their backpack. And again, those are books that have been selected age appropriate for the student, and they will be placed in the backpack. So we're asking families to enter on the 59th Street entrance to the building and follow the directions, so there will be volunteers to show them what direction to go in so that they can stay in their vehicles for safety reasons and receive their supplies and keep moving so that we can keep a good flow going. We want to thank all of our sponsors. As you know, for any type of event like this, in order for it to go on, you have to have sponsors. And so I'd like to just acknowledge the list of sponsors that continue to support the fair each year. That would include the Board of Public Utilities of Kansas City, Kansas, Carter Broadcast Group, Kansas City, Kansas Community College, Kansas City, Kansas Public Libraries, Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools, the Kansas City, Kansas School Foundation for Excellence, Kansas University Family Medicine and Community Health, McDonald's, One Gas, Unified Government Hollywood Casino Grant Fund, the Unified Government Public Health, United Healthcare Community Plan, and United Way of Greater Kansas City. So we really do appreciate the fact that those organizations have supported the fair for some of them since the beginning. And we know that we couldn't, as I said, put this on without their help. But I also would like to acknowledge and thank the planning committee. There's about 25 people that have been meeting since March. Even during the pandemic, we were meeting virtually to plan this event. And because of COVID and the pandemic and the impact that it's had on our community, we've had to make some changes along the way, because we've always been able to provide health screenings and eye exams and those types of things at the fair. But for everyone's safety, we're not going to be doing that this year. But this committee has stayed together with a dedication to making sure that the families did get the school supplies.
If they want more information, where can they go to again to get it?
Okay, they could go to our website, or they can go to Facebook, and you can find both of those at Wyandotte County Back to School Fair.
Arlana, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. You stay safe out there, and hopefully things will be awesome for y'all tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow morning afternoon.
All right. Thank you so much again for having us, and we look forward to seeing the community come out tomorrow.